Advocates are weighing in with closing arguments as a bill that bans single-use plastic bags makes its way to the governor's desk. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the bill passed overwhelmingly in the State House, but the plastic bag industry is calling on Governor Phil Scott to veto the measure.
The bill would put Vermont in the forefront of states trying to restrict plastic pollution. It takes aim at three forms of throwaway plastic: the thin bags handed out at grocery stores, straws, and polystyrene food containers. The plastic bag industry argues the Vermont bag ban would do little to control litter and would result in more pollution. Matt Seaholm is executive director of the American Progressive Bag Alliance.
There are better approaches than banning products, and we're happy to have those discussions. Unfortunately, the legislature was more interested in just getting a feel-good piece of legislation through, and that's what we have right now heading to the governor's desk.
He says the reusable heavy-duty plastic bags that the bill allows are made in China and take more energy to produce and ship.
In a bill that's meant to be pro-environment, it really misses the mark when we're rewarding the countries that are the worst polluters in the world.
But Addison Senator Chris Bray, who chairs the Natural Resources Committee, strongly disagreed.
Our goal is not to send Americans to buying reusable bags from overseas, and I think that's patently inaccurate. There are many manufacturers of reusable bags in the United States.
Speaking on Vermont Edition, Bray said the bill is just the first step. He says a working group established by the measure will look at other ways to prevent plastic from entering the environment. Governor Phil Scott has said he is leaning toward supporting the measure, but wanted to hear from the state's retailers. Erin Segrist, president of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association, says her members know momentum is building to ban plastic bags. She says retailers prefer a statewide measure over a piecemeal approach as individual communities pass their own bag bans.
Plastic bags have been banned in entire countries. They've been banned in other states. They're banned all over several municipalities in New England. So we know it's coming, and we don't want a patchwork of bans across the state to make it more difficult for retailers.
The bill says retailers must charge 10 cents for paper grocery bags, and Segrist says that makes sense as a way to discourage the use of disposable paper bags. Small paper bags, like the kind used for note cards, are exempted from the mandatory fee. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.